You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. March Madness is officially upon us now that the NCAA has announced its 68-team field and let those who love college hoops plunge into drawing up their brackets. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here now with his thoughts. So, Michigan State is a number 3 seed against Bucknell, playing Friday at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. And you called it. They wanted that.
They definitely wanted that. Izzo was asking for this basically the last 2 weeks, and he got it, which tells you that the NCAA selection committee did in fact like Michigan State more than Michigan. Not necessarily surprising, but the NCAA selection committee kept on talking for weeks, a whole season really, that this year we're going to pick them differently. And not just the records, which is the normal way, and the rankings, but all this computerized stuff, strength of schedule, quadrant one victories, quadrant two victories, quadrant three victories, all this
kind of mind-melting.
Mumbo-jumbo if you're not deep into it, as my job requires. And the mumbo-jumbo would favor Michigan. The computers would favor Michigan. They've beaten Michigan State twice. They played the top three teams in the Big Ten 7 times, which is Purdue, Ohio State, and Michigan State. Michigan State has gotten off easily. Strength of schedule, they're 13 out of 14 in the Big Ten. And turns out, so what? For all the drum beating from the NCAA, how computerized we're going to be, how high tech, and so on, nope, it's records. Michigan State's is flatly better. They're 29-4. Michigan is 28-7. And Michigan State won the regular season title, which is harder to win than the Big Ten tournament title.
Okay.
It's 4 games versus 18 games, not even close. So they went old school on this thing. Michigan State is your winner. But Michigan got a very good draw. They're in the West, which is not where you want to be. It's far from home. But I think their bracket is easier than Michigan State's.
So that's what I wanted to know. Who got the better deal, do you think? Because first of all, let's just recap where Michigan, with third seed in the West, so they're going to play number 14, Montana, Thursday. And we see Michigan State playing Bucknell on Friday. And then onward from that, who got the better deal?
Michigan did. I would say short run, Michigan State did. Playing in Detroit is obviously your backyard. That's where the Spartan alums often live, of course. So I cannot imagine a scenario where they lose in Detroit the first 2 games against weak competition. Okay. But I know you're warning.
I know. I'm remembering 2 years ago, State lost 90-81 to Middle Tennessee. It was the biggest upset Tom Izzo ever suffered.
It's one of the biggest upsets in the history of the tournament. Plays about as well as Appalachian State in football for Michigan because Middle Tennessee State is not actually a state. It's a region. So there's your problems.
And no one saw that coming. So
no one did. It's one of the biggest shockers, frankly, in the history of the tournament. So every night in this tournament, you're on a high wire. Every single night. And every night, one of those two teams goes home, no safety net, packs your bags, you're done. So trust me, the first weekend, there'll be 5 or 6 at least big shockers. I sincerely doubt it'd be Michigan State or Michigan this time around. So Michigan's got a tougher situation the first weekend. After that, they've got an easier bracket. Michigan State's got to go through Auburn, 4th, Duke, 2nd, Kansas, 1st seed. Michigan's got Gonzaga, UNC, and Xavier. Xavier ain't Kansas, man. So ultimately, it's going to be a tougher road for Michigan State than it is for Michigan. So short run, Michigan State benefits. Long term, Michigan benefits.
And yet there are analysts on ESPN picking Michigan State to go all the way.
With good reason. They've got all the pieces. They're playing good basketball. They've got all the pieces. They've got the best front court, Tom has said, in the history of his coaching career at Michigan State. That is saying a heck of a lot because 7 of his teams have already been to the Final Four. So that's a very good pick. I would say some folks are picking Michigan as well. Michigan can beat anyone on a given night. The catch is they can also lose to anyone, as they almost did to Iowa, an unimpressive Iowa team, in overtime in the first game of the Big Ten tournament. So they can beat or lose to anybody, so the crapshoot is on.
The crapshoot is on. When you think that this is the 8th tournament appearance for John Beilein with his Wolverines and the 21st straight for Izzo and his Spartans, so, you know.
Harder than it looks.
Harder than it looks. Yeah, don't just look at that and go, well, of course they make it.
Couple things. One, Steve Martin, the old comedian, of course, I read his book. It's quite smart. And he said, the hard thing in stand-up comedy is not to be great on a given night, because at a certain level, anybody can be. The hard thing is to be good every night, no matter what. You got a cold, the crowd is not into it, it's second show on Friday. Make it happen anyway. And 21 years of this, the hard thing is when your team is not focused, when you don't like some of your players, when the breaks are not going your way, get there anyway. And 21 years in a row, Izzo and I have joked about this. He said, man, I should just not make the tournament one of these years. To remind folks around here, it is not a birthright. It is not. And Beilein's done a great job, but 8 is not 21. And that's how hard it is.
Any surprises for you from Selection Sunday, particularly any Big Ten team that you thought should have been included?
Big Ten has four teams out of 14 in the tournament this year. It's the least they've had in 10 years. They almost always get seven teams. Mm-hmm. Half the league gets in on a given year. So this is definitely a slight to the Big Ten. Part of it, though, is just the way the season played out. You had four big boys, and it fell off dramatically since then. You only had five teams above 500, which is not where you want to be out of 14. So you really had haves and have-nots. The top four teams, Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, Michigan, are great, big-time teams, all third seed or higher. And after that, it falls off dramatically. So not a great year for the Big Ten, but any one of those four teams could get to the Final Four, and you can rarely say that.
Michigan Radio sports commentator, John Eubank. Thank you, John.
Thank you.